This is the Weekly News Update. I'm Corey Strode, and let's all remember that the 4th of July is best spent eating pie, watching professional wrestling, and passing out drunk by 4 in the afternoon, like any good American. House Speaker Paul Ryan said he would not tolerate another sit-in on the floor of the House of Representatives like the ones Democrats staged for gun control last week. When asked what he would do if Democrats staged a similar protest, he said that he would have them arrested, allow Republicans and Fox News hosts to come in and heckle or verbally harass them, and he would also lose his temper and scream at them until his neck veins are about to burst, because that worked so well in the 50s and 60s, ended the civil rights movement, and allowed segregation to continue. During a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire, Donald Trump fielded a question from a member of the audience about replacing TSA employees wearing hibby-jobbies with military veterans. Trump responded by saying he was going to make America great by bringing back a lot of the jobbies, and that his favorite comic strip of all time was Calvin and Hibbies. Or Trump responded by saying he was no longer making racist comments about Arabs and had moved on to the Jews, but would be looking back at coming around to the Arabs again if that's what the crowd wanted. Kind of like when people go to concerts and yell out Freebird. Or, Trump showed how presidential he is now that he is in the general election mode by correcting the woman and saying it's not hibby-jobbies, it's Habib-wearing terrorists who Obama allows in the country. Now get them out of here, and you, lady, you got it wrong, so you're fired. Democrats on the House Benghazi panel are issuing their own report that says Hillary Clinton never personally denied any requests from diplomats for additional security. They issued their report stating that they felt Republicans would release a politically charged report in order to hurt her presidential candidacy. The committee has been selective in the information they are allowing in their report, and the Democrats were told that they could receive extra credit on the final exam if they turned in their own paper, and that might be able to bring their grade up to a B by the end of the semester. The House Benghazi Committee, in a politically charged report, faulted the military on Tuesday for responding too slowly to send help to Benghazi, Libya, during the deadly 2012 attacks, despite clear orders from President Barack Obama and Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. The conclusion shocked observers as they believed that the committee would blame former Secretary of State Clinton, and they have never seen Republicans in Congress pass up a chance to blame everything on President Obama. When asked to explain the report, a spokesman said, "Obama's only got a few months left. There's really no way we can work up an impeachment at this point. We're all tired. We're just so very, very tired." You people and your food that expires or goes bad. Let me tell you something. Tricks never go bad, and they're considered fruit. Right? An executive at the Trump Organization and special counsel to Donald Trump posted a meme accusing Hillary Clinton of murdering an ambassador on Tuesday, shortly before the House Benghazi Committee released its report. This shows the usual grasp of restraint that has marked the Trump campaign. After the official report was released that did not blame Clinton, the same executive stated that Clinton must have killed everyone involved with the report and replaced them with hibby-jobbies from a race of lizard men that she is the true candidate for. One of Donald Trump's top aides said in an interview that Donald Trump does not need to know what's going on in order to make decisions. The aide said he usually flips a coin, but sometimes if there's more than two options, he'll roll dice, ask whatever assistant is around, or spin a coin and see where it lands on his special "What Race is the Problem Today, Matt?" Former Senator Scott Brown suggested Monday that his one-time opponent, Senator Elizabeth Warren, should get a DNA test to prove her Native American heritage. We here at the Weekly News Update have a special message for Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, I know you think you're doing the right thing, and this will lead you to the job you want. But let's remember, you lost twice in your bid for the Senate in two different states. People in two states who knew you looked at what you'd done in the Senate and said, I'm thinking no. And just so you know, Donald Trump will never, ever, 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 ever pick you to be his vice presidential running mate, because Trump likes winners, not losers who get beat by women, like he's about to be. Sorry, dude. Donald Trump said Monday that Senator Elizabeth Warren was a fraud and a racist, escalating his attacks on the senator's Native American heritage after she appeared on the campaign trail with Democrat Hillary Clinton for the first time. Trump said this was all a part of his sophisticated "I am rubber, you are glue, everything you say bounces off of me and sticks to you" strategy devised by Billy Johnson, who goes to Trump preschool and is one of his trusted campaign advisors. Bill Donahue, the president of the Catholic League, is refusing to heed Pope Francis's call for Christians to apologize to members of the LGBT community whom they have offended. No, Donahue said on CNN's New Day Tuesday when asked if he would apologize. As a matter of fact, I want an apology from gays. Other people Mr. Donahue wants an apology from are the Pope, Barack Obama, Mitt Romney for making him vote for a Mormon, and he still didn't beat Obama. That guy at the local gas station who still doesn't seem to know who I am, and the makers of Fruit by the Foot. They know why. James Dobson, a prominent evangelical leader, is walking back his claim that Donald Trump recently became a born-again Christian, saying he doesn't know the details of the alleged conversion. Dobson said he was told about the conversion by a prominent business leader, even though Trump has claimed to be a born-again Christian since he decided to run for president. Dobson said, I'm going to assume he's one of us, since I am supporting him, and there's no way God would let me support a non-Christian, even if he does follow along with my hate for minorities, liberals, and Clintons. Don't worry, we'll get him gay-hating soon enough. Despite condemning Donald Trump's Muslim ban on the campaign trail, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has changed course and said last week that Trump's proposal isn't really a ban on Muslims. The way to understand Trump is to realize that everything he says isn't true, Christie said. His Muslim ban is not a ban on Muslims. His big beautiful wall won't be an actual wall. His university wasn't an university. And his campaign is really an attempt to feed his gluttonous ego, hiding a hole inside him that nothing will fill. This is part of Chris Christie's please for the love of hostess, give me a job in your administration because I have destroyed my political future for you, oh great pumpkin-headed master plan. Donald Trump on Thursday weighed in on a Supreme Court ruling on abortion that was decided 5-3 and claimed that such a ruling would not occur if he were to appoint the next Supreme Court justice. Now, if we had Scalia was living, or if Scalia was replaced by me, you wouldn't have had that, okay? It would have been the opposite, Trump told conservative radio host Mike Gallagher. Now, if Scalia was still alive, the vote would have been 5-4. That's simple math. I guess that's why the Trump casinos went bankrupt. All right, so we're going to pay out 2-1 on blackjack. But if you bet $50, you get 21, you get, like $1 million? Finally, tough-talking prosecutor Nancy Grace is leaving her primetime show on the HLN network in October. Sources report she is looking at a number of career options, such as returning to being a prosecutor, becoming a commentator on another network, and wandering the streets screaming at random people that they are obviously guilty of something, goddammit! Yes, here at Solitaire Rose Networks, we have ads. That's right, we have ads. Just like every other podcast. Come on, it's okay. Our first advertiser is our longest-running advertiser, and that's DreamHost.com. DreamHost.com is the best, bar none, web host all over the interwebs. You could go to other web hosts. You could go to the ones that have big ads on TV and everything, and they're not going to give you the service, the dependability, and the reliability of DreamHost. Head on over to DreamHost.com, use the code CRAZY, K-R-A-Y-Z, and get $20 off your first year of web hosting. Another of our sponsors is Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club has great blades at low prices, and let's face it, you gotta shave. Head over to shaved.buy/C19DC, get you some blades, they're wonderful, I use them, I use all of our sponsors. Matter of fact, head on over to crazycomics.com. Over on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see all of our sponsors. Bombas, Grays, Flaviar, Dollar Shave Club, and DreamHost. If you would like to advertise on any of the podcasts in the Solitaire Rose Network, you can. Just email solitairerosenetwork@gmail.com, subject advertising. That's the news. If you don't like it, make your own. Another fine podcast from Solitaire Rose Networks.